said any more about it. And then a few weeks ago, we stopped in Nashville at the Stamps Baxter School of Music. Now, when I was a kid, if you wanted to sing this kind of music, you had to go to Stamps Baxter. As a matter of fact, all the greats, I mean, Glenn Payne, George Johns, Bill Gaither, Hovey Lister, Jake Hess, James Black, all the great gospel singers that you remember went to the Stamps Baxter School of Music. So we stopped by there to do a concert for their students. And one of the things they do for us when we go is they get all the students on the stage and they get out the song books and they'll sing about 30 minutes of those old convention songs and they do the notes. Well, I saw Jacob sitting on the front row with a song book and he was following along trying to figure out, you know, what part was his and trying to remember what the shapes were. And I saw you doing that. So I brought my book in tonight. Come over here. We're going to do one. Now, you've wanted to sing shape notes since you've been here. So we're going to do one tonight. So come around. Come around over here on the back side where they can see you. And here's what we're going to do. The song. Now, you all know I'll Fly Away, right? Okay, great. We're not going to do that one. But that same guy wrote a song in the 1941, I believe it was. His name was Albert E. Brumley, and he wrote a song called I've Never Been Sorry, which is on page 114. Here it is of my book. And so I'm going to give you a little intro here, Jacob. Can you see that where you're standing?